Not that I can remember. I'm sure they did. But I never... Mom and them always referred to... No, I bet they didn't, because Mom always refers to him as Grandma, like Grandma Hellwig.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I don't know if she even knew her grandparents. But yeah. I guess when they were little kids they might have, but not now, they don't refer to them like that.
You'd say, I was the youngest of five.
Kids.
What else would you say?
Children.
Which do you usually say?
Kids.
And a name that a child knows by just in the family is a...
Oh, just in the family, like a nickname, you mean?
Okay. Do you ever hear of a basket name or a pet name?
Pet name, but that was always just a nickname, and we said nicknames.
And something on wheels you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
A stroller or a buggy.
What's the difference?
They're the same thing. Stroller is just the word for it. Buggy is just like... Buggy would be something a kid would say, referring to like a doll buggy or something like that. And
is
I think
that
they
the
used
thing,
to...
like the movable chair? Chair on wheels, or is that the bed on wheels?
Oh, a bed on wheels. Wait, did you say something you put a...
Yeah, I mean, there's one kind that's... It's like a little chair.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. That's a stroller or a buggy. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. Are you talking about like a baby bed or a crib?
No, it's something.
No,
you can
something
take a baby
else.
Outside in it, but it's...
Oh, a playpen?
No, it's like the stroller, only instead of being like a chair... It's like this, it's got a hood over it, you know, and a,
Oh, okay, that's a baby buggy.
How's a buggy different from a stroller?
Well, it's not a chair. Okay, but some strollers now lay back, and they also have covers over the top.
Oh, I see.
Are you putting me on? Do you
no,
really not know?
Well,
I know you're not married. You don't have kids, but... Okay.
I would use the term... I want to make a clear distinction between buggy and stroller. You're saying that
a buggy
can be either like a chair thing or
a baby buggy. Yeah, I guess the kids, because when I was a kid, I always called it a baby buggy. But now, to me, if I had another baby and I was going to push one out, I would be into a stroller, something that they sit in and then could
mm-hmm.
lay in. But if the kids, if I got them something for Christmas to push their dolls in, it would be a baby buggy. And that wouldn't be anything they could sit up in. It would just be their little plaything.
If you put the baby in the buggy, then you go out and... What the baby?
And push it.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
And a daughter.
Or a boy and a...
Girl.
And if a child is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year he...
Sure has grown.
Okay, he's what, 5 inches?
He got big, got taller. He
or
grew.
Okay. And you say you could almost see him
grow.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
looks like his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
I'd say he takes after his father.
Does take after just refer to the behavior? Or would you ever say take after meaning looks?
Looks. No, it would be just for the behavior.
Any other terms like that?
Let's see. Take after. He acts like, he looks like. Comes by it honest. That's the other.
Comes by it honestly.
Means that you're just like he was, and it's no wonder you got it, because you grew up with him and you just got it, you know. You just watched what he did and you copied it, and that's what we do.
If a child's misbehaving, you tell him if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Get a spanking.
What else could you tell him?